Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Facebook is looking at the future of artificial intelligence. We bring in Sherry Preston to discuss the future of AI. Sherry, what's Facebook talking about here?
Well, Facebook has an artificial intelligence chief scientist, and his name is Jan LeCun. He is also a professor at NYU, and he has been talking about AI technology used by computers like Google and Amazon that can already translate languages, identify objects and photos. What he's saying is that if we want to further develop and fully develop all the potential of artificial intelligence, we're going to have to start working on the hardware for it now, because you know we've got the capability of doing a lot of these things, but you're going to need to come up with chips that can process information much, much more quickly than what we have now. They're seeing this as the future of being able to do things like translate languages, like going into content and very, very quickly being able to suss out what is real, what is not. Facebook hoping that this, you know, will help it pick out, you know, fake news, fake photographs and stuff like that. They also see a world of smarter technology when it comes to things in your home. We've seen, you know, the development of some things, but they're seeing it, you know, take, for example, a lawnmower that could tell the difference between weeds and roses. Finally, they see it as the way that it can create common sense, because that's one of the things that has made it most difficult when it comes to artificial intelligence is just the basic common sense. Some of these things that these computers can do is incredibly intuitive, but yet it's still not as intuitive as a five-year-old child in some instances. You know, you show it one picture, it might know what it is, but it has to process thousands and thousands of things, whereas a child might know it intuitively right away. And that's why they're developing these chips that will be much more powerful.
And how long are we talking about it in the future? I mean, is this like a couple of years away or more than that?
You're talking about they're already developing it now. I mean, the head of Google, Ajit Pai, has said that he sees artificial intelligence as being more revolutionary than electricity even. The key is, again, developing the hardware, and that means the computer chips. And Facebook is developing its own. Google is developing its own. They're also working with chip makers like Intel to come up with these very much faster hardware that they're going to need to get this off the ground. And, you know, some are saying that, you know, well, how does the computer know better than I know? But, you know, if it can very quickly process all this data and information, that's what the key will be.
You know, with this increase in technology for things like, say, vacuum cleaners, I mean, we already have that a little bit with Roombas, right?
Exactly, and imagine that kind of thing with some sort of a lawnmower that would know, you know, what it is that you want, you know, cut and what you don't want cut. Things like that all over the place. I mean, you can talk to your smart speaker now and tell it what you want. You can talk to Siri now. I mean, they can do basic tasks, but they're talking about things in the future that would, you know, translate any language to you and anything you want. I mean, be able to quickly scan a news article to see if any of the facts in it are untrue and tell you that right away. And that's one of the things, again, Facebook has been struggling with when it comes to this whole idea of fake news, whatever you call it, fake news or, you know, whatever you want to call it, propaganda, it's out there. But, you know, whether you can do that in a very quick amount of time, that's what they say the key is.
All right, very cool. That's Sherry Preston reporting this morning. The takeaway from what she just said to me, she said more revolutionary AI, more revolutionary than electricity. That's pretty big.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.